If I was to use your argument style, I could say Tribal Wars is fun because it's Tribal Wars, and then the argument would be over.
That's usually how we do this podcast, actually. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Jonathan Rosenberg.
And...
Will Lassen.
And welcome to the Leaf Coup Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 20, Tribal Wars. Where the opening music goes, and now we come in and start talking about whatever it is we're talking about. What are we talking about? Will, tell us what we're talking about.
We're talking about Tribal Wars!
What does that mean? What is it? What is Tribal Wars?
It's a game. It's an online game. It's browser-based. It's, I think, a MMORPGer, but it's not really a MMORPGer. It's just massive and multiplayer. But it's not an RPG, so scratch that. Anyway, it's a browser-based game by some German people who live in Germany, but they made an English translation, because I guess they like the English also. It's a browser-based. What else is there to say?
Well, like,
it's a strategy game.
It's a strategy game. They're like villages and things, and you have your little village, and you make your army, and then you take other people's villages from them. And preferably it's someone who's been playing the same time as you have, so you know, you play for 2 weeks, and you find someone else who's been playing for 2 weeks, and you ruin their 2 weeks. They spent like their life on this, and you take it from them. And that's how the game's played. You can make like defensive troops and offensive troops. Throw out defensive troops. You spend time making defensive troops, you're going to be pwned by someone who was making the offensive troops. Waste of time.
Okay. But just hope that the people around you don't attack you, and instead just build offense troops and attack them a lot. Because when you have more than one village, you have more than one village, and they only have one. Well, they have none, because you took it, but the other guys only have one.
A perfectly valid strategy on the rim, by the way. Well, the way the game works, you know, if you start at the beginning, you're put in, like, the center of the map, and then the longer you wait to join, you know, you're further out on the map.
It builds it out circularly. So the people who join at the start of the server are in the middle, and then it just keeps ringing people out, and the map gets...
And this basically protects you from the people who started earlier.
The start of the server? Like, how long... Like, the server...
They start a new server.
No, they keep making over. New servers. Yes. Like, the first server... How old is World 1?
World 1 closed after one person owned, like, 50%.
Okay.
Like, they had a million villages and managed all of them. It was obscene.
Okay, but yeah, so some of the old worlds have been around for a few years, but they tend to open a new world, like, every month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as long as the world isn't that old, you can get in.
And
they usually will close worlds to new entrants after a bit, pretty much when the map gets filled up or when they're too ridiculously, you're hammering their servers, please stop getting on this world, we'll make you a new one.
And each world has different time periods, you know, based on how much time you want to spend. You know, some take longer to build something, shorter to build something, depending on whether you want a speed round or a longer round. But if you wait till you're one of the last players and playing on the rim, then absolutely no one around you knows how to play. Biggest confidence boost in the world. You get little villages popping up around you that say, this guy's a dick. It has their village name, it's awesome. And then you take the village and no more.
You had like a hate club for a while, John. Remember that forum that was dedicated to hating you?
Well, you know, it's tribe wars, right? So you have your tribes, and, you know, everyone joins tribes, and they wars tribes. So I happened to join one tribe that I thought was the best, decided it wasn't the best. Left the tribe. A week later, I was farming old members of my tribe, which evidently sparked some animosity or something in that tribe. I don't really know where that came from. So anyway, you know, check the forums later through another friend who I invited before leaving the tribe myself. Yeah,
that was me.
And there were whole threads dedicated to Phantom's a jerk, and that was the thing. It's like, Phantom's a jerk. He should lose his balls.
There was one that was like, think of clever insults for Phantom that was like 80 posts long.
Okay. So you keep talking about how you can own new really easily. Okay, so does this game have like a really high learning curve? Like, how easy is it to pick up?
If you've got any thought and you've played any strategy game before, it's not that hard. Like Will here picked it up immediately.
Yeah, I knew nothing about it. He was a jerk and didn't even really help me. So I pretty much just learned it, and within a couple of weeks, I had several villages and all of that. Really, I think you need to be able to dedicate time to it, because part of the fun/challenge/making you not sleep anymore is that you can't really enqueue things. Mm.
Well, the general strategy is if you're top of the chain, you find someone over in, like, England to play for you. And so, like, all the top 10 players all double play the cats.
But what it boils down to is, like, if you tell your village to start building, like, some building, and it's going to be done in an hour and a half, you have to set your alarm. So in an hour and a half, you're back on there.
So
to,
like,
put something else on there.
So, like, it actually takes, like, real-world time. Right. Like, it's the kind of thing that will last all day or all week if you're playing.
Yeah, it'll actually probably last a couple years if you stick with the server and no one wipes you out.
Right.
But, yeah, since it's done in real time, you have to organize things, like taking really long build projects and getting them so that they're going to be going overnight. Mm. And then if you're only going to have 5 hours building overnight, then either get someone else who's getting up early or you yourself get up in the night to enqueue something. And that's part of how you're able to do it so well, is sometimes people will join it. I mean, it's a browser game. I mean, people will join it and be like, ah, this is kind of cool. I'll log in once every other day or whatever. And their villages idle a lot, so while you've got 2,000, 3,000 whatever points, they've got like 300, and they've got like 5 guys with spears in their village, and then you go stab them in the face and take their
and
village.
And you have like thousands of resources just sitting there, and you go and take them, and then like days later, you get hate mail back saying, I'm still playing. And you're like, you are?
Days later. like if you
I've been reading this for
back,
a week. What?
Like, if you message someone, you don't get a message back within a few hours, they're not playing, you can kill them. Now, the way you generally get resources is you can build up resource buildings, like mines or whatever, but that's sort of the way that a lot of the not very dedicated people do it, because you can't actually get that many resources that way. The other thing you can do is you can send your troops to other people's villages. If you defeat their defenses, you can take all the resources they have and bring it back. So that's really the way to do it, is to farm people around you. You can't actually capture villages until you're able to build noblemen, who are pretty hard to build. They're really expensive and all that. So most of the people around you who are not that nice, you probably aren't going to take the effort to actually capture their village. You're just going to farm them indefinitely because, hey, if they've got a level 10 mine, then that's a free level 10 mine that you didn't have to build and are still getting the resources from. So you have to be aggressive and you have to be dedicated.
Well, like, you say dedicated, and this, like, it takes real-world time. It takes a lot of time. Yes. Like, is it the kind of thing that you have to watch constantly? Or can you say, like, build and send troops somewhere and then, like, go do something for an hour, do something constructive
with your life, and
then come back?
When you first join a world, I would say watch constantly because everything's, like, taking 20 minutes to build at most. But after you're in later stages, things are, like, 14-hour builds, sometimes a day build.
It's very much something where you simply keep it in the back of your mind. You go on there, you say, I'm building this, I'm building this, I'm checking my mail. Okay, I'm going to go spend the day. Before I go to bed, I'm going to check it again.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, I know the build's going to be done during comp sci, so I'll check it on my laptop.
But, you know, if you want to spend a little more time, you can do that too. Like, calculate where your attacks are going and send 20
If you wanted to spend more time, you can do it more efficiently. Mm-hmm. But
it's
there's
not
sort
necessary.
Of, yeah, it's sort of a diminishing returns thing where really all you need to do is log in for 15 or 20 seconds every once in a while.
Okay.
Which
a couple
isn't
times
recommended
a day.
If you're in the core, but on the rim, it's okay.
Right. If you're in the core, it's a whole different game. I'd actually say it's probably
it's
not a good
great
idea
game
to
called
join a
not
server
sleeping.
As soon as it opens.
Yes.
It's a lot less intense when you're not at the core of a server. Because a lot of the intense guys want to, like, control the server, so they will, like, read all the posts about when the server's opening and then create it the second the server opens. And there are a lot of guys like that right in the center of the map.
Also,
so it's a bad
scary
place
as hell.
To be.
Like, you have the way it's supposed to work is tribe wars against tribe. If you're playing in core, sometimes you have person wars against tribe. It's very frightening to these people. So you want to stay away from that.
And some of those people, like, if you've got a tribe of 15 people who each have a village versus, you know, a person who has 35 villages, that guy is going to beat you. Like, you can beat the whole tribe.
Yeah. Okay. You, like, think you're safe in your big person tribe. One of these good players takes out the top three, you're done. There's your protection. So.
Okay.
And you have, the challenge is, you have to make enemies. Because you have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's all tribal wars.
Like, if you don't make enemies, you won't be farming anyone. And if you're not farming anyone, you'll be developing a lot more slowly.
You're becoming
But the challenge is, you also have to make friends so that people don't attack you. And
has there ever been a case of just, like large-scale mutual peace on a world where, like, nobody attacked each other and everybody just, like, built up in peace?
if you watch the Rim, a bunch of people for some reason thinks that that's how the game works. So you show up and tell them otherwise. And
no, but the great part is at that point, like half or more of the villagers don't have any defense because they're spending it all on economy and building big stuff or whatever to make the villagers better. And then just like all of these villages are mine now, and then you control half of them and use that half to wipe out the other half who were armed.
I've raided some of the villages on the Rim, and you see like rams, which are useless without other units. They have no other units. The only units in the village are rams.
Wait, rams like sheep?
No, like the kind you ram walls
they
with.
Take down
walls. No, guys, to push them.
Which are a percentage bonus on your troops. You don't have troops, they're worthless.
What the hell?
Yeah. Okay. If you try to play it like tribal peace, you will not succeed.
No. Okay.
But that's the thing, is it really is about diplomacy, because if you pick wrong and make the wrong enemy, and that guy has big friends, you're either going to be groveling at his feet, begging him not to kill you, and he'll probably still kill you, but he might be amused if you're groveling pretty well. So... It's a very multiplayer game.
Okay.
Very multiplayer.
I'm thinking about this. Would you, like, you say it's a strategy game, right? Like, what kind of strategy game is it? What kind of strategy game would you compare this to that people might know?
I don't know if those exist.
Yeah. Would you say, because I swear it almost sounds like a very, sort of like, a very, like, long time scale Knights of Honor kind of game.
I haven't played Knights of Honor. I can't comment on that.
Okay. I haven't played Knights of Honor either.
Good comment.
I've been in the presence of four people playing four independent games of Knights of Honor sitting on the same couch, but I haven't actually played it.
The thing is, stuff in Tribal Wars takes a long time. It's very much like I have, you know, 800 guys with axes. I don't know what they have in their village, so I can send scouts there, or I can just attack them. You send them to go, it's going to take 4 hours till they get there, then 4 hours till they get back.
Okay.
When they get there, it's just math. It's just, you know, your axes have X attack, whatever their units are have X defense, so either your axes all get killed and you kill some number of theirs, or you kill all the guys and some number of your axes survive, or whatever. Like, it's not... It's really about the tactics and the building and the economy and the making friends.
And on every attack, there's also a certain...
I've not run into another game like that, because most other games don't have, you know, thousands of people existing in... Each in their own little village. It's almost like if you were managing a single city in Civilization, just much more in depth.
Okay.
Until you own everyone else.
Until you own everyone else,
and
then you have a lot of
city. Like 50 villages.
Like, it would be like if... I guess the best game you could try to compare it to would be games like Civilization or 4X games, but it's really not like that at all, because the focus of the game is on people and not on
like
management of buildings.
Okay, so it's definitely more about like sort of the social interaction between the people.
Right.
Okay. It takes a long time to play, right? Because
if you get wiped out
after you play a little bit, it takes a long time to play.
If you get wiped out in a week, then it takes a week. But otherwise, it could take years if you don't get wiped out.
Okay. So what is it that will make you keep playing this game? Like, what is it like? What is, like, the motivation in the back of your mind that'll make you remember to check up every hour or 2 hours or whatever?
I think people would be motivated in different ways. I think Phantom there, John, was motivated by causing pain to people, and he was motivated. He would jump with joy every time I showed him those threads of people who hated
That's
him.
True. You would. I remember that.
So I enjoyed playing it just because I liked the concept of being better than those guys, and I was. And for the people who were, and the people who weren't better than me, I convinced them that it was in their best interest not to attack me. I liked the diplomacy aspects of it because it was a very real diplomacy. It wasn't like fake diplomacy. It was like people were actually doing the things, making treaties and whatnot out of their best interest.
Well, they had the tribes going on. It's very
Okay.
I mean, I think my motivation was to keep being better. And I think that's probably what a lot of people have motivations, unless you're odd and you want to, you know, troll, which is what John was doing or whatever. But I think most people are motivated by just wanting to be better, wanting to say, I've got 2 villages, I think I can have 4. I think I can make my village bigger than that guy's village, even though his is bigger right now. I'm pretty sure I can take that village next to me. that guy, even though he keeps messaging me and he seems kind of nice, he wants to be my friend, he's got a nice village, I want it. I'm going to pretend to be his friend until I have more troops than he does.
Okay. So, wow. Did you guys realize we've been going for 17 minutes already?
It's a good game. You guys can talk a long time about it.
You guys are better at this than you thought. Anyway, I don't know. Let's say one more thing from each of you about why people should play this game. John, go.
Well, you know, you get into the middle, you take people out, basically ruin their week. Not just, you know, ruin their day. You ruin their week, sometimes their month.
Right,
like,
I know.
Like, it's the best experience you can get.
I know. I wipe some guy out. He's like, I've spent 3 months building this village. And if you're at that point, you've spent, you know, at least an hour per day for the last several months.
If you've ever been trolling in the forum and been like, I want an award to show how much of a jackass I am on the jet, you now have them. You have villages. You can name that this is award number one, trophy two. It's right there.
I know. Name the villages.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to say essentially the same thing, which is that, I mean, from a less trollish standpoint, I guess, but...
But it's definitely just that feeling of like, you know, I own this now. Right. I have taken your things.
And
I am on top.
You become very involved in it. I had to stop playing it because I was so involved in it. But I really, like, I would check it during physics. I would check it constantly. I would check it every half hour, 45 minutes on my laptop. Because it's hard to define, but it's really a game that is just fun.
Yeah, and like he was talking about how it gives you a sense of accomplishment. You get a rank number against everyone in your continent, you know, and in the world. That's a great feeling. Like, that's something I actually would just go for, just for the feeling of rank, to be like number 12 in my continent.
Right. So, yeah, I was lower. I was number 30-something in my continent. I kept swapping between like 32 and 38.
I was in single digits at some point. So that was
I always felt really pleased when I bumped someone down, usually because I actually took one of their villages.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay, so I guess that's all we got to say. I'll put links to this game in the show notes, since, like we said, it is browser-based.
Yeah, it's tribalwars.net.
It's tribalwars.net. No, I still write it down. So, I think people are too lazy to type stuff. They like clicking.
Okay, clicking's fun.
Click. We still don't get them, but you can email us at podcast@elitecoupstudios.net. And
you can also email us at fish@fish.fish, but we won't get that either.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Go ahead.
Okay. And this has been the Elite Coup Studios podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello.
Okay. With quite so little hair. I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait.
You've a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What I meant was.
No one's saying stop that.
No, what you don't
no
realize.
No one's saying see here.
No, see here.
We don't run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
I don't think... Well, no, that's what they say. They say that one was the most cliche.
Well, it's not true. They should try playing.
I think all of them are cliche because they're all Final Fantasy. Okay.
I don't think you're allowed to say things like that.
No, yeah.
Because that is a statement which is self-defeating. That is a logical fallacy.
It's an opinion.
You said Final Fantasy games are cliche because they're Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, I hate Lord of the Rings because it's Lord of the Rings.
I do hate Lord of the Rings because it's Lord of the Rings.
I hate you because you're a neck.